Bradley University got through the fall semester in the midst of a global pandemic, but it wasn't easy.
It was a semester like none other, for sure, and challenging in many ways for the world, not just for us.
That's Bradley University President Stephen Standford. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, December 9th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Those experiencing homelessness are at a greater risk of contracting and spreading COVID-19. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more on who's helping this vulnerable population here in Peoria and how they're asking you to help.
Lula is an organization that provides street support and peer advocacy for those currently experiencing housing or food insecurity in the Peoria area. However, Jessica McGee, co-founder and outreach worker for Lula, says that while people's hearts are in the right place, their donations left at encampments are actually causing a crisis.
It's actually created a bit of a crisis with rotting food, with piles and some piles of clothing and food that are now creating a risk for rodents and sickness. Food that people who are food insecure are scared to give away because they don't know for sure if they're going to have food again, and that food is now laden with bacteria.
Home for All Continuum of Care Executive Director Kate Green encourages those who want to donate items to individuals experiencing homelessness should do so through one of the established agencies or shelters.
It's, I think, incredibly important for individuals to connect with the existing system. We have some really great providers who are using evidence-based practices and have been working in this space for a very long time. They know the needs. They're directly connecting with individuals, asking them what they need, and aligning those resources.
Peoria Rescue Ministries Program Director Brian Butler says they are doing the best they can to care for the residents and keep them safe.
We're doing the very best that we can to protect our men. The safety of our men is of the utmost important to us, and not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. So we're doing everything we can to make our men feel like that they're worthy and valuable, because they are.
For more information on local assistance for those experiencing homelessness, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. State health officials reported 7,910 new COVID-19 cases and 145 new deaths Tuesday. This brings the statewide total up to 804,000 cases and nearly 13,500 deaths since the start of the pandemic. The state's positivity rate is 11.8%. Republican lawmakers are proposing changes to Illinois' constitution that would allow for recall elections in Illinois, something currently reserved only for the governor. And the number of candidates on the ballot for Peoria's mayoral primary is down to 5. Both Corey Thomas and Chuck Brown have been removed from the ballot after the Peoria County Election Commission upheld challenges to their nominating petitions. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Bradley University's fall semester during the COVID-19 pandemic was unlike any other in the school's history. Tim Shelley recently spoke with University President Stephen Standford about lessons learned to carry forward into spring.
It was a semester like none other, for sure, and challenging in many ways for the world, not just for us. But I feel good about where we're at. As you know, we were able to keep our students on campus through the Thanksgiving, up to the Thanksgiving break, which was our plan from the very beginning. And after an initial early blip with a quarantine that happened a couple weeks in, we were able to really do, I think, a good job of keeping the virus under control on campus and letting students focus on their learning experience. So I think it went well. Obviously, next semester is going to be another test for us, but we feel good that we have a plan in place and have some idea on how to navigate our current environment, which, again, we expect to continue to be challenging, but at least now we have some experience on what really works to help mitigate the spread of the virus on campus.
Because that quarantine, that two-week all-student quarantine you did, it really seemed to cut down on that positivity rate for the rest of the semester and got you all the way through. So what did you learn from that you can apply potentially next semester?
It's a great question. We actually learned a lot. And what we really learned is, you know, our students, I got to say, from the very beginning, were doing everything we thought was right. And what we discovered early on, and the world has now discovered, is that this is such a contagious virus that even in small group settings, it can spread rather rapidly. And that's really what got us into trouble early on. And what helped us get through the semester, and one of the things I really want to emphasize, I want to do a shout out to our students. Once we understood what we needed to do, the type of behaviors we needed to engage in terms of really keeping those social interactions into a tight group, distancing whenever possible, wearing masks, they did it. They did exactly what we needed to do. And the reason we got through this semester successfully was, quite frankly, because of the amazing work of our students. And now we know. Now we know what really drives the spread of the virus, and we know what behaviors are necessary to keep it from spreading.
I know the testing regimen as well that you rolled out. So just talk a little bit about that. How did that go? And I mean, what's the plan for next semester?
Testing is obviously important. It was a key part of our process. We did both symptomatic and then asymptomatic testing. And it was the asymptomatic people that weren't showing any symptoms that really helped us get a gauge on where we might have some challenges we didn't even know about. That will continue. We're still working through our testing regimen for next semester. As you probably know, the ability and the type of testing continues to evolve. We have a great partnership with OSF, and that will undoubtedly continue. But there might be some other options that come up that we don't even know about yet, so we'll continue to pay attention to that. Honestly, though, the piece that really was absolutely critical for us that we found is as important as the testing is the contact tracing. So once we had a positive test, to be able to quickly identify where that came from, where there might be some additional exposures, and get out in front of those exposures before they had a chance to spread more was a really important piece. And that is absolutely something we'll continue to do into next semester as well.
President Standiford, was there anything else you wanted to tell the campus community at large or tell the city of Peoria at large just about what's going on at Bradley or what they should know here as we move through winter break and the spring semester?
Thank you for asking. I really do want to give just a tremendous shout out to our students. I am actually increasingly of the mind that if you really want to understand how to mitigate the spread of the virus, our students are great role models for that. They did a really spectacular job this semester, and it wasn't easy. They're stressed. They're working hard. We're all trying to navigate this together. But I just want to give a shout out to our students for really doing what they needed to do to help us all get through this crisis, and they really should be complimented for their efforts.
That was Tim Shelley speaking with Bradley University President Stephen Standiford. For more from this interview, go to wcbu.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at wcbu.org.